did do was cut the amount of spending that the government was doing, and hopefully we would force them, the government, to be much more effective. But I think that this does send a message, and I'm ready to, well, Representative James also has a comment, but I'm ready to move this on and do something with it.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Representatives.
If I understand, what we've done is we have passed the amendment to the amendment, and we're now dealing with the amendment, and...
No, I asked if there's any objection.
So we're on
the discussion of the bill now.
If I could discuss.
You're next after Representative James.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just, in you giving me the numbers there, they were a little surprising to me, and because what is the percentage of, this is the percentage of change in employment, 3.6%, that was striking to me because we have people working in the state who need to get a little bit more money for what they're doing. So I wonder what the increase in cost was when we have the increase in the value and then also the number of the employees. It seems to me like we ought to really treat the employees we currently have first before we add more people in. I didn't realize it was a 3.6%. Those numbers don't look
from
right.
From 2000-2001, so that was...
Yeah, I'm surprised at that. So I don't know where they're getting paid. That's my concern, and it must be paid with federal funds. Again, that same issue. They must be paid with federal funds, and I am warning people again, if we don't take a good look at what we're doing with federal funds, there will be a day the federal funds will be gone and we'll be left holding the sack. And all those people who think they have a job won't, and that's worse than not taking a job in the first place.
Thank you, Representative James. Representative Stevens.
Sir, if I could ask a question, I guess, of Wendy. looking on page 2, line 2, Mr. Chair, and if I read this grammatically, it seems to say to me that there will be a freeze except temporary positions. Now, is that true? Are we just talking about temporary positions? Because it says temporary positions need to respond to emergencies or needed for reasons involving health and safety. Are those reasons needed for health and safety, is that also temporary, or are those full-time or permanent positions? I just need a clarification there.
Through the chair, Representative Stevens, to my best understanding, those temporary positions needed to respond to emergencies would be paramedics, firefighters, situations like that during like the fire season during the summer, and then needed for reasons involving health and safety. It doesn't necessarily mean those are temporary positions. Those would be full-time.
Not necessarily temporary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's the will of the committee? Representative Crawford.
One more statement.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm opposed to any statement that we send that says we're afraid to grow our state's economy, and I believe that, like Representative Hayes says, this doesn't set our priorities, and it says that we're closed for business here. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Crawford. Representative Fate.
Chairman, there are other states, and you'll see in your packet, or I think the state of Washington has not just made a resolution, but has actually frozen hiring. I don't think it sends a message to industry or business that you're shutting a state down to business or industry. What it tells business and industry is that you're trying to make your government more effective and efficient. And the fiscal problem that you're trying to meet and stabilize the environment in which they want to come up and do business in. So I intend to make a motion that we move Senate concurrent resolution up to 29.
As amended?
As amended. nations, and there is no fiscal note, I don't see.
Is there objection to moving the resolution?
Jack.
Hey, we do have objection. And he did state that earlier, so shall we go ahead and vote then?
Please call the roll.
Representative Crawford?
No.
Representative Faith?
Yes.
Representative Hayes?
Okay.
Representative Representative James?
Yes.
Representative Stevens?
Yes.
Representative Wilson?
Yes.
Chairman Coghill?
Yes.
Representative Hayes?
No. All right, so the SCR 29 passes out of committee, and thank you very much for the discussion. I think we've built a pretty good record for our concerns, and appreciate those who are dealing with those concerns. That brings us to House Bill 380. My intention was to move it today. We did have some people to testify online, and what I'm going to do is some of them have testified before. So what I'm going to do is, and almost everybody who has testified in favor of it. So I'm going to ask if anybody online is against this bill, I would ask you to speak up at this point. Hearing none, I'm going to take that as those who are online are favorable. And then I'm going to let Representative James present her argument for the bill. We're going to discuss it to some degree. And my intention is to bring it up for a vote. So, Representative James.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I certainly have passed over this bill before, and I think we have, if there's someone wants to discuss the fiscal note again or whether we have done that enough, I'm not sure. I'm willing to pass the bill out now, but we did have someone here that probably wanted to testify and see whether or not does anybody need to know any more about the fiscal note? It was pretty well described the other day that it's really disagree with the fiscal note that's there.
I think the only thing that needs to be probably clarified is that this fiscal note is not coming out of general funds. It's going to come out of the funds itself of the accounts, the PERS accounts and the TERS accounts.
Yeah.
So to let you know that those who are in it are paying for it. So we are going to ask those who are now presently paying to pay for those who are presently receiving. And so it is a transfer of payments, as we're wont to do so much in the government. So I guess that speaks to my objection a little bit. So Representative James.
Then I would just soon move the bill as little time, unless anybody wants to discuss it. Anybody? Can we just move it?
All right. Well, I'm not going to object. I'm just going to put no recommendation because I am not too sure I'm willing to pass that along. When it comes to the floor, I'll probably vote against it, but I think it should be something that finance can deal with.
You'll be 65 sometime, John.
There is somebody online that wants to speak? I thought I heard something. All right. Well, then the motion has been made to move House Bill 380 to the next committee of referral. Is there any objection? That would be with accompanying fiscal note and individual recommendations. Seeing no objection, and we'll move House Bill 380 out of committee. It will be in Finance Committee next. And thank you for, this is the third time it's come before the committee. And those of you who testified, thanks for listening in. And I appreciate your support. It will go to Finance Committee, so you will have a chance to speak up to it one more time before it gets to the floor. It will be thoroughly scrutinized, I'm sure, in finance. And thank you very much. With that, just to let you know, we are going to hear confirmation hearings again Thursday, and they will be those military. We have Colonel Jim Robinson, who's Brigadier General, Alaska Air National Guard. Tim Scott, Alaska Air National Guard. We'll bring up the fireworks bill again. Probation for state employees. We'll bring up SGR 14 that Representative Crawford brought before us, and urge Congress to use tax-exempt bonds to bonds for veterans. With that, this committee is adjourned. Have a pleasant day.